Monico Ortiz says that he was attempting to fly from Seattle to Ketchikan when he was held up at a security checkpoint. He had presented his Central Council of Tlingit and Haida identification card to a security agent. He says the agent told him the scanning machine did not accept it.
Then he basically told me that it was not acceptable and if I had some other form of ID. And so I told him it was my tribal card, my tribal ID, and I asked him to scan it again. And his response was it was not going through the machine. So I told him, you know, that it should be acceptable.
Those cards are one of a handful of federal identifications on TSA's list of accepted IDs. The list also includes cards issued by the Bureau of Indian Affairs, military IDs, and passports. Ortiz says he ended up showing the agent his Washington State driver's license. He says he felt crunched for time to make his flight, and the airport was busy right before the 4th of July holiday, so he didn't ask for a supervisor or press the issue. Tribal ID cards need to be inspected manually, a TSA spokesperson wrote to KRBD on Wednesday. Ortiz filed a complaint with the TSA and says he hasn't heard back. It's his second complaint on the issue, after it happened in February 2020 at an Oakland, California airport. He says he also reached out to TSA's tribal affairs liaison.
Basically, she noted that that CAT technology machine does not read tribal IDs, and that the TSA officers should not be trying to, you know, use that machine.
He says that she recommended he ask for a supervisor next time, something he says he didn't feel comfortable doing this time. He says he's going to continue to use the card. Ortiz is even more concerned about what might happen after the deadline to get a real ID in May of next year. Ortiz says that he has had his state ID with him when he travels, but worries for tribal citizens who can't obtain one or can't afford the fee, which can range from $20 up to $40. Alaska's Division of Motor Vehicles says that once the May 3rd deadline hits, federal identification like BIA or tribal cards will still be considered accepted forms of ID.
I actually am more concerned about, you know, tribal citizens that don't have that or are not able to afford a passport and are not even aware that this is coming up. And especially on a domestic flight, I believe that you should be able to use it for other purposes too, but definitely, you know, having the flight, you know, and it's already a challenging situation in terms of getting through TSA and making your flight.
Jamie Ann Efton Hasselquist is the vice president of Juneau's chapter of the Alaska Native Sisterhood. She's been looking into the issue in her free time. She says the solution might lie in more training and awareness from TSA. She notes that there are 574 federally recognized tribes in the country, and that 229 of those are in Alaska.
So TSA has just got to do a better job and start training their staff on what is accepted and what is not accepted as identification. You know, with military ID is accepted, and our tribal ID should be accepted. And it should be accepted wherever money is accepted.
She says she refuses to use her Alaska State ID when traveling. It's an attempt to raise awareness about the cards.
So I kind of set all these boundaries so that they can become educated, so that the next person who comes in doesn't have this erasure of our people because we've been, you know, fighting for our identity and to be seen. For, you know, since colonization came to town, basically.
Hasselquist has also tackled the issue of using tribal IDs in the past. She submitted a complaint to the Alaska Human Rights Commission when a Fred Meyer store in Juneau put up a sign announcing that the cards could not be used to purchase tobacco products. She says the sign reminded elders of a time when stores would hang "No Dogs, No Native" signs in their windows.
Tobacco is also used in ceremony, so for that sign to be posted is also, I think, an infringement against our freedom to religion.
Hasselquist says that a conciliation agreement was being worked on. And Hasselquist says that the Tlingit and Haida cards already meet the Real ID standards, which include new security features.
It has my name, it has my address, it has my enrollment number, it has my date of birth. It has an expiration date. It has a photo. It has a logo of the federally recognized tribe. And then it also has the holograms on it.
Hasselquist says she wants to see the cards as accepted forms of identification not only in airports, but anywhere people are required to show ID. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.